Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming Highway Patrol deals with chaos on roadways during latest storm. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The state's latest storm was anything but ordinary for Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers. According to data from the Wyoming Highway Patrol Facebook page, during a 12-hour period Wednesday, December 14th, troopers responded to more than 787 calls for service, 196 motorist assists, and 104 crashes. The extreme winds combined with heavy snow created serious visibility issues for motorists and for the troopers trying to assist. Lieutenant Kyle McKay, who has been with the State Patrol for 20 years, described the conditions as some of the worst he's ever experienced. He told Cowboy State Daily at times he couldn't see further than the hood of his patrol car. "They were driving off the roadway because they just couldn't see," said McKay. Cold wind chills and lack of preparedness also added to the challenging conditions. Parts of northeast Wyoming were still digging out from the snow dump when the frigid temperatures took over Gillette last week. Temperatures of 29 below were recorded with a wind chill of minus 59 degrees on Thursday, December 22nd. Many residents felt it was some of the coldest weather they can remember experiencing. The lowest record temperature in Gillette was February 8, 1936, which hit negative 40 degrees. Final day to vote for the City of Gillette's holiday lighting contest. Today, Tuesday, December 27th, is the last day to vote for your favorite of the City of Gillette's holiday lighting contest participants. All votes must be in by 5 p.m. The City of Gillette Facebook page has photos of the houses that were selected to be voted on. The total number of likes that each house receives will be counted as votes. The votes for both the City of Gillette photo album and the News Record photo album will be added up. You can vote for a house in each photo album on both the News Record Facebook page and the City Facebook page just by liking the photo. You can vote for as many houses from the top 10 as you like. All winners will be announced on January 3rd. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.